This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Namibia today signed MOUs in the field of health and medicine and on setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Centre in Namibia and on cooperation. An announcement on launching of digital payment system in Namibia later this year also took place. Addressing the media, Secretary Economic Relations and Minister of External Affairs Damu Ravi informed about the agreements signed today. Mr. Ravi said a gamut of issues were discussed during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Namibian President Nathambu Nandi Ndaitwa at the State House. Mr. Ravi said Namibia is the first country in the world where NPCI has done a technology agreement with the Central Bank for the implementation of UPI-like payment system in the country. Later, Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award, the Order of the Most Ancient Vulvitra Mirabilis, in recognition of his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the Namibian government and people. He said the honour is a testament to the everlasting friendship between India and Namibia. This marks the 27th award received by Mr. Modi and the fourth during his ongoing tour. Prime Minister Modi also paid tribute to Sam Nujoma, the founding father of the Namibian nation, at the National Memorial Heroes Acre in Windhoek. Addressing the Parliament of Namibia, Prime Minister Modi lauded the African nation for electing its first woman president and called it a historic moment and a testament to the strength of democratic values. Referring to Indian President Draupadi Murmu, the first tribal woman to hold the post, Mr. Modi emphasized the power of constitutional democracy to empower the marginalized. During his address, Mr. Modi highlighted that India and Namibia share strong democratic ideals and values. He recalled the legacy of Dr. Sam Nujoma, the founding father of Namibia. He mentioned that at the heart of these historic relations are the people of the two countries. Charting the goal for future of the partnership, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that India will walk hand in hand with Namibia and in solidarity with the global south.
The people of India stood proudly with Namibia during your liberation struggle. Even before our own independence, India raised the issue of Southwest Africa at the United Nations. We supported SWAPO in your quest for freedom. New Delhi hosted their first ever diplomatic office abroad.
Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early this morning in which 9 people were killed and several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of the kin of those killed from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The Election Commission of India today said that active participation of electors, tireless efforts of election officials, volunteers and both booth-level agents has resulted in the collection of over 57% enumeration forms in Bihar in the special intensive revision. The Commission, in a statement, said over 4.53 crore enumeration forms out of nearly 7.9 crore have been collected in the first 15 days of the exercise. It said in the last 24 hours, over 83 lakh enumeration forms have been collected. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of crash of Indian Air Force Jaguar trainer aircraft. The aircraft met with an accident during a routine training mission and crashed near Churu in Rajasthan today. Both pilots were killed in the accident. No damage to any civil property has been reported. Indian Air Force has expressed regret for the loss of lives and has said it stands firmly with the bereaved families in this time of grief. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh for the next 3 days. Heavy to moderate rainfall is also expected over northern and eastern parts of the country till 15th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.